Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. That's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. Today, we start a series of radio shows with a great friend of ours. His name is Roger K. Young, and I met Roger several years ago when we were doing some stuff together, and he invited me to actually, I started off with Jeannie, for those people who are familiar with Jeannie, and as I met Roger, we started to do some stuff, and he happened to be running a trade show and asked me if I would speak about certain things at that trade show, and I said, boy, that'd be great, and he says, well, I'll pick you up at the airport. So when he picked me up at the airport, I'll never forget, I got a chance to meet his wonderful wife, and as we were driving back and forth, now I'm a worker, meaning like when I'm there, I'm yours, right? So sure, I'll speak there, what are we going to do? And he picked me up with his pickup truck, and there was this huge trailer filled with lots of stuff behind it. And I'm like, well, Roger, let's go. So I helped Roger set up whatever I was able to set up, and I became an audio manager. Like, I became an audio expert as a result of Roger K. Young doing that little trade show. But I got a chance to work with a gentleman, Roger K. Young specifically, who was building something that was just amazing. He's got a great ability to work with people. He's certainly a leader, real nice family guy, lots of integrity, all that sort of stuff. Hard worker, man. He can outwork me. And we were working our tails off getting this whole thing set up, and we ran for 2 or 3 days, and we did it twice. So I came back another time, I think, and we did it again. So it was really cool stuff working with Roger. So as a result of that, we had a great friendship. When he started doing a project, I said, we want to use Building Fortunes Radio to be able to be a spotlight on what you're working on, because you can help change the livelihood and the world for many people in anything that you're touching. So we're going to start off our very first radio show by introducing Roger K. Young to our Building Fortunes radio audience, and eventually we'll grab Jeannie as well. But we're going to have Roger here. We're going to talk about the first product, and it's a product called Pure Light. And Roger's going to tell you a little bit about himself and a little bit more about this product and how you get it and all that sort of stuff. We'll do more of these radio shows. But it's like coming home week. I really enjoy working and conversations I've had with Roger Young. So, Roger, thanks for being here on your own radio show, Building Fortunes Radio.
Oh, yeah. Joe, you brought back some a lot of fun memories, you know. We only had, 3,000 or 4,000 people of that show. It lasted for 3 days, and we were both, by the end of it, we just slept for like 2 days.
Yeah, you can get me to do anything for a pizza. Like,
I don't think we even did. We even feed you. I don't think we even fed you.
I grabbed
700-800 people. Go up and talk to them. So
that's right. I grabbed the slice. But it was great and wonderful.
Yeah. Well, you know, I don't do those anymore. We got up to about 6,000 or 7,000 or 8,000 people, and I said it's just getting too big for me, and I wanted to go a different direction. And so I started going a different direction, and that business started taking off really well. And that's a solar energy company. We don't want to bother with that on this one. But then I came across, and because of that, I got introduced to a brand new product, and I helped patent some stuff for this product. And I have a patent that's pending right now. But I came across it 3 years ago, and it just blew my mind. So let me give you a little bit of history about what this is. Well, in the 1960s, some Japanese researcher found that in every shovel full of dirt, there's a little kind of dirt called titanium dioxide. And he found, and everybody knew that for a long time, there's titanium dioxide in every shovel full of dirt, no big deal. But he found out that when the sunlight hit the titanium dioxide, it does what's called a photocatalytic action. And that's very similar to what solar panels do. When sunlight hits solar panels, the strata there, the crystal there, produces an extra electron. And then if you have a wire attached to it, that draws off that electron and it produces electricity. Well, a photocatalytic, does something different. It produces that that extra electron, which likes water. And so it finds a piece of water molecule or water in molecule in the air, and it attaches itself to it, and it splits that water molecule and creates, instead of H2O, super oxygen, 2O and O2. And it creates actually two oxygen molecules. One's called a hydroxyl radical ion, and one's called a superoxygen molecule. And what those things do, they found out, is those clean the air of toxic things. And that actually, as they studied it more and more over, you know, several 10 years, I've got over, you know, almost 200 studies now, the reason we don't swim in volcanic carbon monoxide and nitrous oxide and everything else like that all over the planet, because every time a volcano goes off, it like shoots up more than all humanity does in an entire year. It'll do that in a week or so. And why aren't we swimming in all this toxic fumes? Well, because the sunlight hits the dirt all over the earth and creates these hydroxyl radicals and these ions and these superoxygen molecules, and it literally cleans the air. And more effective than the trees, more effective than the grass, more attractive, you know, effective than anything they can find. And that they actually coined the term, this is actually the cleansing agent of the atmosphere. The cleanser of the troposphere is what the term they call. Well, they thought this was really great. Now, if we could take this, and not only does it clean the air of carbon monoxide, for example, when it comes in contact with carbon monoxide, it changes it from carbon monoxide into carbon dioxide and water vapor. And then the carbon dioxide is absorbed by the trees and stuff. And so it's part of this process that, you know, God has put on this planet that keeps the air clean. Well, they tried to figure out a way to take this carbon, titanium dioxide, and put it on a surface so that they could use it to not only clean the air, but also it has an antibacterial quality to it. We also hear that good viruses and bacteria love extra oxygen. It makes them happier, healthier. But bad cells, bad viruses and bacteria, don't like extra oxygen. And so this literally, when it comes in contact with bad viruses and bacteria, they die. You know, they just literally start dissolving. Meanwhile, plants love this stuff, these hydroxyl ions and the superoxygen molecules. And so for a long time, they could not figure out how to do it. Finally, NASA figured out a way to attach this onto a surface with an organic type of a glue that it would still allow it to do its photocatalytic action. And they worked on it for several years, and the reason they did it is because in the Russian space station, MIRV, it got so bad. Imagine, you know, 10 years, you can't open up a window to clean it. You can never get rid of it. It's a high humidity atmosphere. It became so toxic with mold and fungus and bacteria and viruses that they literally couldn't live in it anymore, and that's why they let it go and burn up in the atmosphere. Well, here's NASA proposing, and what the Russians say, we're going to have an international space station. It's going to be even bigger. How do we solve the problem? So NASA worked on this project and finally figured out a type of a glue that would allow it to be adhered to a metal or a glass surface, and that would allow it to do its photocatalytic action. And that's what's right now up in the International Space Station, keeping it clean of viruses and bacteria, and gets rid of mold and fungus. It actually freshens the air. It gets rid of odor. It's amazing what this stuff does. Now, they had two problems with it. One, they found that it actually dissolved the glue, so it only lasted about 6 months. They pushed hard, and finally we were able to get it to last 8 to 12 months. And the second thing, it needed to have ultraviolet light. And so they had to put it in a closed thing and bring the air by it. Well, you can now buy that technology for about $600 to $800 to, you know, just a little air cleaner. Now, the guys I'm working with, started working with 3 years ago, have been working on the project for 9 years, a different type of glue. 1 year just doesn't, you know, 6 months in the average. That was the super glue that NASA had found. Everybody else was using stuff that lasted only 3 months, 6 months, and it would fall off, and the effect would be negligible, useless. And so they came out a completely different way and found a type of a glue that did three things. One, it lasted up to 20 years. Two, it worked. It allowed the photocatalytic action even more than the NASA version. And since it was a different approach on the glue, it's a proprietary formulation. Well, I came in contact with him and said, why don't you? And the third thing they did was that it also, they were able to change the formulation and enhance the titanium dioxide so that it worked under regular light. It didn't need ultraviolet night. It didn't need the high power of the sun. It worked under ordinary light. 100-watt, 60-watt light bulb would activate this photocatalytic action. And so when I came in contact with them, I said, they were putting it on kitchen counters, and they were putting it on bathroom sinks. And one of the neat things that we were doing is saying, all right, we could go in and do a bacteria count, a microbacteria count, and say, you know, there's for, you know, every 4 inches, there's 1,000 bacteria. You know, we didn't tell you what kind it was. We just said there's how much distance there's there. Where if you did that at a hospital, you're supposed to only have 10 to 30 count. And so we go into a kitchen, somebody's house or kitchen, and swab their kitchen counter and come up with 2,000, a count of 1,500, 1,000, whatever along this line. We put this coating on, this antibacterial, antifungal coating on their kitchen counter, and within a week, it would be down to 50 or 60 or even 30. Well, it made it easier to be cleaned. It actually kind of made it shinier, and people loved it. And these guys are making $200,000 or $300,000 a year just coating kitchen counters and bathrooms and things along this line. When I came in the picture, I said, you're putting it on a surface, and then the lights from the kitchen or the lights from the bathroom are shining on it and doing its action. It would keep a bathroom free of mold. It would clear the air of odors. It would absorb and dissolve smoke, cigarette smoke, and cigar smoke. And so I helped patent it and put it on actually the light bulb itself. And then we started saying, let's go test it. And we have just gone nuts with the testing. We just finished, for example, another test, the certified test, where they put it in with one of the big problems with wheatgrass, for example, in greenhouses is mold and fungus. Well, that's what our light bulbs will take care of. And so they did a wheatgrass study, which has a terrible problem with mold and fungus. Now, what's interesting is not only did it kill the mold and fungus, got rid of that, it doubled the growth of the wheatgrass. And we're getting it into hospital places. We're right now on the verge of a whole lot of certified testing. And one of the neat things right now is, for example, last 4 weeks we've been down in Las Vegas demonstrating it for the hotels and casinos down in Las Vegas, because it cleans the air of odors, it cleans the air of cigarette and cigar smoke. It actually helps antibacterial, antifungal, and it makes it easier to clean. And so, you know, saying, hey, literally, it makes people things cleaner, fresher, happier, and healthier. And, you know, Las Vegas says if people are happier and healthier and they like the smell better, they'll spend more money. So we're working on some contracts there. But here is a product that literally, a technology that helps actually clean and refresh the planet. And we call it a super oxygen light activated technology. And we finally got the trademark, and we call it Pure Light. And that's kind of the story on it, you know, in a very quick nutshell.
Yep, we're going to do this. We're going to take a commercial break. But for those people that want to, while you're listening in, make sure you go to pure-light.com. That's pure, as in P-U-R-E, dash, like the minus sign, light.com. And you can go over there. We'll be right back after this. We're listening to Roger Young on Building Fortunes Radio. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLead.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, networklead.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networklead.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. NetworkLeads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Roger K. Young, a great friend of ours who is running a company called Pure-Light. So it's Pure Light. And if you go to the website pure-light.com, you'll be able to see a picture of what one of these light bulbs look like. So, Roger, you know, I'm looking at the website, and I see some of the YouTube movies you put there, and as I'm looking at this light bulb, I'm like, okay, it just looks like a different form of a light bulb, meaning, like, I could use it.
Yeah.
I don't have to have an electrician come in. Do I need any special connections? Or this looks like a well-designed but regular light bulb.
This is a specialized LED light bulb that, when we were going in and doing kitchens, and these guys were doing kitchens and bathrooms, they were charging $500 or $600 to do a kitchen and bathroom. With these light bulbs, all I have to do now is go in and change out the light bulbs in there. And
wow.
It usually saves people money. It's amazing what this does. And so for the last year and a half or so, we've been out testing it in the field. People hear about it and they say, hey, can I try some? Yeah, try these bulbs and see what happens. And the stories kept going. And we kicked around three or four different names, and we finally got hold of the name Pure Light paid a lot of money to get it and all that kind of stuff. And so, but I mean, for example, it's been shown to kill 99.9% of harmful bacteria, things like salmonella. E. coli bacteria. It goes down. I got, on our website, for example, there are over 140 tests on that kind of what it does. It goes through a whole lot of stuff. It just goes on and on and on and on and on of how what it does and what it can do. The actions on it are just simply amazing. On what it will actually do. For example, I'm going down through here on the abstract here, one of the abstracts. E. coli, Acidophilus, Ceratodomonas deuteria, Bacillus pumilus, Streptococcus, yeast, Chlorella, phage. It gets rid of the flesh-eating disease in the hospital. Oh, I got to tell you this funny story, okay? So we're coating these light bulbs, and we want to know that we're making coating them correctly. So, it's a nanoparticle, about 80 to 90 nanometers, And so I only have a 5,000 power microscope, but I have a doctor friend down about 100 miles away who has a 50,000 power microscope. So I asked him, say, hey, so one day after work, can I come down and take a look and see, make sure I'm getting the coverage right that I want? He said, yeah, come on down, stuff like that. So we're down there, and sure enough, we're getting the coverage, and we're happy with that. And so just out of curiosity, he said, let's do our own experimentation. He said, sounds good to me. So we had the microbiologist, you know, sitting there, and she's working the 50,000 power microscope and everything else like that. And so we put on the slide a drop of spit, which has lots of bacteria on it, you know, like this. And we say, well, let's see what happens. And I said, because most of that kind of stuff is not, you know, not very good. And they said, as they were, you know, going through it, and we shot a little video of it. They said, see that? That's a yeast. And this is here, and all this kind of stuff. And they said, see that one? That's a bad one. You know, and see this one here. And then they came and they said, see this? I said, yeah, it was a round ball. It looked like a round ball of squiggly things. I said, that's called a biosphere. So what's a biosphere? They say, that's the thing that hospitals can't get rid of. What do you mean? He says, well, it's, you know, when viruses and bacteria get numerous enough, they clump together and form a round sphere. In fact, what's interesting, it can be a virus and bacteria together. It doesn't have to be the exact same bacteria or the exact same virus. It's kind of like, we're in it together, and they form a ball, and then they coat themselves with this Teflon mucus. And you could take these biospheres and drop them into straight hydrochloric acid for an hour and a half, and it doesn't bother them. So what happens is if you get in this flesh-eating disease, necrosis, bacteria, or streptococcus in a hospital, and it forms a biosphere, the only couple of ways to get rid of it is you burn it down, and that's really tough on operating rooms and hospitals. You flamethrow it, excuse me, or you use stuff so toxic you have to use a full body suit and you can't use it for a week. And that's one of the reasons why they can't get rid of this stuff. It's incredible. So he said, oh, that's what a biosphere is, and here they are. You know, kind of stuff. And some are harmless and some are terrible. He says, but they all coat themselves with this. And so because you're still alive, you've got the harmless kind. And so he said, I'm watching it, and it's, you know, it's on the slide. It's being exposed to our pure light stuff. And he says, and it's being dissolved. And so we did some further experiments, and we dissolved these biospheres in about 10 to 20 minutes by just using this light-activated superoxygen. We killed stuff that they can't be killed by using light.
That is amazing. So a question about this. Again, the product itself is simple. It looks like a light bulb. It works better than a light bulb, obviously, with all the things you said. But for me to be able to install it, obviously I would want one in my kitchen. You know, what is the range, if you will? Is there a distance, like how far that these can go, and do I need multiple bulbs? And
yeah, the more light you have, the better and faster it works. It has a range of about 8 to 10 feet. So 6 to 10 feet, is optimum. So the closer it is, the better it works. For example, a friend of my friend's father had a problem. He had an indoor bathroom in the with no windows. And every year he has to use Clorox bleach to clean the bathroom. It's an older house. And so because the ceiling gets just, and some of the walls get just black with mold, and he has to clean it every year. Well, he said it was about that time because the ceiling was all black and it was starting to creep down the walls and stuff like that. And so he said, so my son said, hey, try this stuff, this light bulb. So he put two of these light bulbs in his bathroom. He says, and I left the light on all day. You know, it's only a 9-watt light bulb. It's an LED, super high quality, 5-year life light bulb. He says within 5 days, he said, the ceiling was turning white.
Oh, my gosh.
He said within 2 weeks, the ceiling was all white. I got a little, you know, him explaining that on the video, a little video. I came back, you know, a little while later talking about that. I have people who talk about they always got sick. They put it in their bathroom. They put it in their kitchen. They put it in their dining room. In fact, they put it – usually you start in the kitchen and your bathroom, and then pretty soon you start putting it out through the entire house. It'll save you electricity and makes the house fresher and cleaner. And also, I forgot to mention, it gets rid of pollen. It de-allergizes things. So if you have a heavy allergy problem, this these light bulbs will help.
So
aren't as sick as they used to be.
Right, so let me see if I got this right. This is an LED-type bulb, so I'm not going to be generating a lot of heat. Because I'm thinking,
nope.
Like, what is this thing? Like, is this like a blast furnace? Like, do things get hot when it's around it? Like, does it burn these things? And the answer is no. It's an LED bulb. You mentioned that it could last a couple of years. I could be saving electricity, doing all that antifungal, anti-odor, antibacterial, anti-allergen, anti-this, anti-that type of stuff. Definitely start off in the kitchen right above, you know, where we would be preparing foods naturally. Obviously in the bathroom, right, because a lot of people spend time in the bathroom. That's where you're usually putting stuff in your mouth. And then anywhere else I would probably want it. And certainly if I had somebody that had some kind of maybe sensitivity towards getting sick, like their room would definitely have to have one or two of these things in there as well. I could use it throughout the whole entire house. Like that would be absolutely flat out ideal.
Yeah, most people do. They start in the bathroom, and it's a little bit brighter. It's a natural daylight color than the yellow light people use, so it's a daylight color. So they start in the bathroom, and pretty soon they're saying, the bathroom's the happiest place around. During the winter, when people get dark, it's dark, and they get depressed, you know, they call it the sad disease, all right? And the doctor, they go see the doctor, says, I'm unhappy, I'm sad, and they said, you need light therapy. And they go say, buy this light bulb, go sit in 2 hours in front of this kind of light every day, and it'll take care of it, all right? Well, they'll go out and buy this $100 light bulb and sit in front of it a couple hours a day. We use the exact same type of light bulb. So now, you know, but it's not $100. We sell it for about $20 a piece. And they last not just a couple of years. They're guaranteed for 5 years.
Wow, that's amazing.
And one more thing.
Yeah.
In one of our demonstrations, we actually say, you can touch these and hold these, and you can bounce them off the cement. They're unbreakable. Well, you can break them. I my son took a sledgehammer and broke one, you know, break them. One of our demos is that we could take this and bounce it off the cement and catch it about 3 feet high and plug it in, and it works.
Oh, my gosh. Right, so you don't even have to worry about being super sensitive. So people would be able to buy these if they go to pure-light.com. Certainly we're going to have this as the special radio show on Building Fortunes Radio, so there'll be a link to the website on Building Fortunes Radio, and you'll be able to contact Roger and Jeannie and all that sort of stuff if people are interested in doing this. How could they not be interested in buying this and things along that line? And, of course, for commercial purposes, like real big volume stuff, make sure you check out Roger and Jeannie, because there's a lot of people, I'm sure, that are listening in saying, I want these in all of my houses, or I want these in all of my stores, or I want these in all of my locations, and especially if anybody's sensitive towards this antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. I could just imagine this being all over the place. Well, Roger, we are running out of time. I'm going to say thanks for being here. We're going to come back. You're going to come back with some more testimonials, perhaps, and other stories about pure light technology.
There's so much fun on this. It's exciting. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I can't wait to hear the stories. I definitely can't wait to hear the stories. And I definitely want to hear also about, like when you said, with wheatgrass, that opens up another whole conversation for people that want to do food storage and stuff like that as well. So we are done with our very first radio show. Roger Young, thank you very much. For those people listening in, Roger has another product. It's a total solar technologies product we're going to do a separate radio show on. That's kind of like how we got started in this whole thing. And if you like this product, you'll love those other things as well. So, Roger, thank you very much for being here. We're going to catch you guys next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.